Hello everyone, me again. Long time no speak. If you're listening to this, then that means I've recorded a new telecast and I've pressed the send button, probably after listening to it myself. Most of the previous telecasts, almost all of them, I record and then just hit the send button. And I know in my mind, the audio is probably okay. And I didn't say anything outrageous. So I think it's probably good that I just press send and send it out into the internet for you people to listen to. This one might be a bit different, though. Most of these telecasts, or a lot of them, I've talked about technical stuff, nerd stuff. And this one is not going to have any technical content whatsoever. So if you're not interested in personal stuff and you're only interested in technical nerd stuff, feel free to stop listening. That's fine. So I haven't made one of these for months. The last one, according to Telegram, was March the 11th, which seems like an age ago for numerous reasons. The whole situation going on, but also because I've had some personal challenges in my life over the last couple of months. As you may know from past episodes, I've been married for 20 years and have two children, teenagers, and a little while ago, towards the end of May, my wife surprised me by telling me the marriage was over. And that was difficult to hear and difficult to deal with. And it's taken a good number of weeks for both of us to get to the point of being civil with each other. That's only happened this week. And so there's, what, 6 weeks or so since the end of May. And so it's been a very challenging time, having to deal with being told the marriage is over and there's nothing I can do to fix anything and there's no way it can be fixed, is difficult because I'm a kind of fixer kind of guy. You know, if something's busted, I want to fix it. And people are really difficult to fix. And so, you know, I seek help from other people. And I've had a lot of help over the last 6 weeks or so. I've had some excellent friends who've been very good at listening to me and very good at helping me understand what's going on. Because having only been married once in my life and for 20 years, I call that quite a commitment. I don't have a vast experience of separation and divorce and dividing up assets and all that kind of stuff that goes along with untangling the lives of two people who've lived together, had children together, you know, bought a house together. And separating those things is challenging. And so I'm learning a lot. As you're obviously aware, I live in the UK. And so there are legal things that have to be done when you separate and when you divorce. And that's a voyage of discovery. If you ever want to find out what it's like in terms of the paperwork you have to do in order to separate two people who live together in the UK, do a internet search for Form E. That's the letter E. Form E. It's a government form you can download as a PDF. And that will give you some kind of idea. I mean, if I knew this was coming, I probably would have downloaded and had a good understanding of what that form requires. And typically what it does is it outlines all the assets, the shared assets between the pair of you. Whether you're married or a civil partnership or whatever. And that's the current thing that I'm having to deal with is you know, finding out the value of things and putting it down on a piece of paper, putting a price on the relationship that we've had for 20 years so that it can be effectively cut in half. That's the way it works in the UK. I appreciate it's different in other places. And we have to go to a mediator, someone who knows how to fill the form in and can walk us through, you know, what's allowed and what's not allowed. And eventually it will go through lawyers, and then it will go to a judge who either says yes or no, this is a fair split or it's not a fair split. And then if it's not, then we go around the cycle again. So that's where I am at the moment. Physically where I am, I'm still living where I was living. My wife has left and I'm here with both the children. So the children are still in their family home. That's the only home they've ever known. And my wife is now living somewhere else. And that's difficult because the kids want to see their mum and she wants to see the kids. And we have to make arrangements for that. And we have to make sure that there's fair amounts of time and the kids get the amount of time they need. And, you know, there's lots of thought going into how we, you know, divide that time up. And it's a long old process, this whole divorce thing in the UK. I've asked many people, because like I said, I've got no experience of it. I've asked many people what their experience of it is. And the general ballpark is it can take a year, 18 months to finally conclude everything. Maybe you can go faster. Maybe it takes longer. Really depends on lots of things. But at the moment, we're really in the initial stages of, you know, preparing our documentation ready for negotiations for the split. And it's pretty tricky. The courts want to make sure that when the couple split, that neither one of you is left financially destitute. You know, even if one of you walks out, you can't be left on the street. And so it has to be a fair split of the assets, because yeah, they were both paid for by both of us. All the assets are paid for by both of us. And, you know, we both contributed to the marriage over the 20 years. And so unraveling all of that is a bit of a time consuming expert level thing, but I'm learning a lot as I go. Like I said, my friends have been super awesome. And if they're listening to this, which I know a couple of them are, they know how awesome they are. Family have been great. Work have been amazing. I took a chunk of time off when this first kicked off. I just basically walked away from work and forgot about it for a few weeks. And that was very valuable. I could concentrate on, you know, understanding what was going on and processing everything and making sure I spent a lot of time with the children to help them through this as well. Because obviously it's difficult for them being teenagers, you know, seeing their parents suddenly separate. And as I said, it's been a very challenging number of weeks, to the point where it's only now we're being very fair and civil to each other. That's taken a long time. I don't want to go into the details of that, but that's taken a lot and it's been very difficult. But we're on a path, and we have to work at making this new life work, which will be, you know, as a single dad. It may well be in the future the children live with me, or maybe they live with their mum, or maybe, you know, they're split 50-50, or one goes to mum, one comes here. I don't know. We just don't know what the future holds. But the children are the thing that's most important here, is to keep them happy, because as a child of divorced parents, I know how it can mess children up sometimes, especially if mum and dad are at each other's throats. And that wasn't the case. But yeah, if mums and dads are at each other's throats, that can be frustrating and upsetting for the children to see that. And so we've been very conscious of making sure the children are catered for, and, you know, their needs are top of the list. So yeah, that's really where we are right now, is me sat here alone with the kids upstairs in bed. I get a lot of time to think. And I've also started changing some aspects of my life. It's funny how one change can trigger a bunch of other things, and maybe I'll talk about those another time. But that's where we are right now, is it's currently an evolving process, and it'll take a while. And I don't know when all this will be done, but it feels like it's going to take months. So I don't know how many of these telecasts I'm going to do. I don't know if I will continue doing them. As I said, it's taken me quite a bit to even do this one because I just wasn't motivated to do it. I've had an awful lot to go through over the last 6, 7 weeks, and this just, isn't a priority. It still isn't. It's never been top of my list of things to do. Oh, I must do a telecast. But it's quite therapeutic for me to sit and talk as I think things through. But there you go. That's why, part of the reason why I haven't done any of this for a while is simply that life-changing events. I hear there's a lot of it about with the current pandemic situation. So I probably think I'm not alone in the situation I'm in. We shall see. I'm sure we'll look back on this and smile one day. Take care, everyone.